94.9 KSAN, KSAN. Well, this is it, folks. We've got, let me see here and do some subtracting here. 23 minutes, actually. Yeah, it's about 23 minutes left of KSAN. Taking more of your phone calls, we've got Richard Reiner, music director here. Michelle, who used to be in the promotions department, you're now doing bigger and better things at Sears Point Raceway.
I guess my timing was pretty good, huh? Yes. Unbeknownst to me.
We've got Mario Butzner. He's been the producer for a lot of the shows here, and he's done a lot for the station. Ed Ely, he's here.
And Ed has the longest time at KSAN. Yeah.
24 years.
No kidding.
Sam is here, who also used to be in the promotions department. Michael Moore from Word Nashville. Thank everybody for coming by. And let's take some more phone calls. Let's see here. I believe it's line four. We have Scott from San Mateo. Scott?
Yeah, this is just for, like, you know, Rick and Terry and Welch and Woody, but, like, everyone, you know, in the KSAN family, you know, everyone that's listening to, you know, you guys, you know, helped me through a drug problem, you know, helped me get my life together after that just by, you know, giving me an outlet to listen to and, you know, everything like that. You were with me when me and my girlfriend stopped talking to each other and, you know, when we got back together and everything, you know. And I just wanted to say, you know, I'm really going to miss you guys. I'm going to miss Clint Eastwood in the morning, you know, with Aunt Bea and all them. And I'm going to miss, you know, just being able to, you know, just kick back and relax and listen to a good time, you know.
We're gonna miss you.
You really don't realize, you know, I never thought of, it sounds stupid, but I never thought of life without KSAN, you know. It's kind of like after, you know, I got out of drugs, who I was, you know. And, it's a big shock because I just heard about this yesterday. But, I just want you, you know, you guys all to know that, you know, I hope everyone, you know, there, you know, does really well, and you know, I know you guys will, but I also hope that was it KNU keeps us posted on how, you know, how everyone's doing and what stations you guys are going to be on or something like that. I don't know if they can.
Oh, we will. Yeah, we will. Oh, they're in the family, and this is Richard Ryan, and I'm on KNEW seven to midnight every night.
So
I'm
glad to know me and my girlfriend both decided tonight that tomorrow morning it's going to be at 9:10 a.m. You know?
Excellent. Good choice, and we'll be there for you. And and thanks for being with KSAN for these years.
You guys always have, and, you know. I hope the at least the kind of feeling of KSAN lives on, you know, with KNU and you know, that other station, you.
It the spirit of KSAN will live on KNU.
At least in the heart, you know.
It will.
And I just want to, you know, thank every one of you guys for you know, helping me out when I wanted to know who sang a song, and, you know. You guys would tell me who sang it and all that great stuff, you know.
Right.
I just really appreciate it. And me and my girlfriend both want to say something to you guys.
We'll miss you, KSAN.
Thank you, Scott.
All right, take care, man.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.
Kevin from Berkeley.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, I'm very moved by all of this, the outpouring of support and these phone calls. It's, I think, very gratifying. It shows there's a real community that appreciates this music. I, of course, am shocked like everybody else. I only heard about this today. And since there's only, I guess, 16 minutes till midnight now or something like that.
Actually, 19 minutes.
Okay. at any rate, it seems to me that it would be a good... I've been listening on and off since I found out. I guess I've listened maybe 2 out of the last 4 hours. But I don't have a full story. And it would be good if you could give people the basics, you know, the... Like, how are the business papers going to report on this, you know, on the business section? What can be said about, was the station losing money, or is it some great new format that they want to put in? I mean, the question about what comes next is less important because we're going to hear it in 15 minutes. But nonetheless, I would like to know as much of the story as you can tell in a thumbnail.
I think a lot of people are confused about it, too, and believe me, it is a confusing situation. It used to be, and a lot of people remember the time, I guess, when radio stations were owned by families and individuals, and there was, in effect, up until just recently, a rule that one company could only own one AM and one FM in a market, and that's all they could do. And then those barriers were broken down a few years ago, about 4 years ago, and had what we called duopolies, and then a company could have two AMs and two FMs in a market. And then deregulation has become such that the ownership is much greater. In this case, we merged with another company who already had some stations in the market, and it made for too many stations. In effect, this company had dominion over seven FMs and two AM stations. The AMs were okay, but the two of the seven FMs had to go. And so it was a business decision that was made to put one station that had the best ratings or was the most profitable onto the best signals. So in effect, the company decided to move one of the other stations onto the 94.9 frequency because it's a big signal, it's a big strong signal, and the other station was doing about four times as well as KSAN as far as the ratings are concerned. So that was a business decision, and the other two were spun off, and it was kind of a convoluted thing that led to this night. So that's what we were saying earlier. It's nobody's fault. Actually, it's a business decision, and just this quirk of things that have made it happen. It's. I hope I've cleared that up. It probably made it even more confusing.
No, that's pretty clear.
Still there?
Yeah, I think everyone was owed an explanation. Tom from Half Moon Bay. Is this Tom?
Yeah, how's it going?
Hi, Tom.
Just wanted to say you guys have been rocking for the last couple months. I just tuned in the last couple months, and me and my buddy were driving home tonight in Half Moon Bay from Fremont. And as far as I know, you guys are going off tomorrow at noon. But you said tonight at midnight, so we've been trying for about the last hour and a half to get through to you guys.
Yeah, that came about really suddenly. As far as, this morning at that time, up until about noon today, we were supposed to be noon tomorrow, but that was moved up till midnight tonight.
Yeah.
But appreciate you being there and, checking us out, and I'm glad you're part of the last moments.
Yeah, everybody in Half Moon Bay, man, we've been listening to you for a while, and one of the newcomers, but just wanted to say you guys have been doing a great job, and hopefully we'll catch each other on different frequencies or something, but you guys have been doing a good job.
Might I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
KNEW 9, 10 a.m. We'll look for you over there.
Hey, I got a buddy here. I was wondering if he could throw in a few words for you.
Sure.
Hey, this is Ben in Half Moon Bay.
Yes, Ben.
And I've been driving truck down here and listening to you guys for probably the past 8 years. And ever since I was a little guy, and you always been rocking while I listen to the radio. And the new station, hey, I hope they're half as good as you, because I ain't going to be tuning in anymore. KNEW, that's the way to go.
Well, thank you.
No problem.
You take care of yourself.
You too.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye. Now, I don't know who is on these lines. Line 4, hello?
Hello?
Hi, KSAN.
This is Corey.
Hi, Corey.
I just want to say goodbye and stuff because I'm going to miss you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And KSAN will be in everyone's heart. And that's it. But so are you playing on 9:10 a.m.?
Excuse me?
Is like Rick Neal and everyone going to be on 9:10 a.m.?
I will for a short period tonight after we hand it over. At midnight, I'll walk across the hall, and you're welcome to call us over there, 1-800-345-KNEW.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Hi, KSAN.
Hey, I just wanted to call and say I work on an ambulance for 24-hour shifts, and I listen to you guys all the time, and, I listen to everybody, Welch and Woody and Terry King. In fact, I won just a couple weeks ago with Terry, and I just wanted to call and say you guys are awesome.
What's your name?
My name is Jason.
Jason, thanks for being there.
All right, I was wondering if you could play one last song.
I don't think we're going to have a lot of time. We have one scheduled that's coming up here.
Okay, well, if you can, Butterfly Kisses.
To be honest with you, I don't think it's going to happen.
Okay.
All right.
That's fine.
But thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Hi, KSAN.
How you doing?
Good. Well.
Scott.
Hi, Scott.
I just wanted to tell you guys congratulations for years of great music. You guys are a fine station, and I'm really sorry to see you go.
Well. We're also sorry. Well, thanks, Scott.
You got it.
All right.
You guys, good luck in the future.
All right, thanks. Richard,
we have a. I wondered if you could bring up the warm line phone there. Hi, we have Marlene on the line.
Hey, Richard.
Marlene, you're on the radio.
Hi, guys.
You know, this is a very emotional thing. We haven't got a lot of time. We've got about 12 minutes left, but I wanted to get you on the radio station because you've been such a great big part of the radio station. And a lot of the things that
we had a hell of a team. We had a hell of a family. We still do.
Absolutely.
And it's never going to go away.
Absolutely. A lot of the things couldn't have happened without you, and I want you to know that. And you've just been great, and it's been a great run.
Yeah, well, thank you guys, because you made my life, you know.
Yeah.
And KCN is a legend. Sherry and Lee Logan and Tracy and Richard Ryan and Carl Brown, and I know I'm forgetting people, but I mean, there are times that we'll talk about stuff that we did 50 years from now. We'll say, do you remember? And Richard will go, yeah, that's a good one.
That's right.
But I just wanted to tell you guys that you know, KCN will never go away.
Yeah. Well, I just couldn't let the evening pass without getting you on because, as I said, you were a big, big part of everything that went on for years and years, and just thanks for being there.
You know, the best country listeners in the whole world are right here in the Bay Area.
You betcha.
They make country what it is. So,
you bet.
Thank you, guys, and I'll be with you at midnight, and, you know, Cinderella turned into a pumpkin, but then she found a slipper, and she turned back into a princess.
Well,
so,
actually, all of us, actually, after midnight, we're all going to turn into K&EW 9:10 a.m.
I love you guys.
Love you, Marlene.
Thanks, Marlene.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
You know, I picked out a song. It's also another one of my favorites, and I'm going to probably, one of the last songs that'll be heard on KSN, and I hope you don't mind. And Richard, I know this song, if you don't mind. Okay. KSAN, we are the Bay Area's number one country music station, and I've been saying this all night. We have been for 17 years, and myself, I want to say it's... you guys are a family. And the best, I've worked at a lot of radio stations. And... I've never worked, and you know, people say this, but this is true. I've never worked with a better group of people, and it's, you know, from everybody here, it's everyone got along, and
as we say, air's a good'un. that's been our watchword up and down the offices and everything. Rick, we've enjoyed having you on, and all of us. We just got a few minutes because we have something special planned for you. To take us out, take us up to midnight or about 12:01 or whatever. And again, I speak for everyone who is at KSAN now or has ever worked there. Just thank you for listening. Thanks for being supportive of all these years. Chuck Wallman, our engineer, is here. Chuck,
well,
what can you say at a time like this?
I know. There really isn't a whole lot, but I've really been gratified to work with everyone two different times here. So
yep,
we're all survivors, and I proved that. So
absolutely,
yeah, we move on.
Yep, Sully's here. Sully, you're on KNEW, so your weekend show is there, and
it's a big day. I mean, the KSAN is a big name for many, many years in broadcasting, and this is a moment from the well, Rick, what is this? How introduce this? This is
on November 10th, 1980, a country music legend begins. 94.9 KSAN. And this is what you heard.
Summertime Blues from Blue Cheer. That was the first song KSAN ever played back in 1968. Kind of a fitting to be the last rock and roll song that we play here on KSAN.
KSAN was inaugurated in 1968.
as the nation's first major underground rock and roll station. The man behind the format concept was Tom Donahue.
What is sometimes called underground radio, and that's a misnomer, and has been called freeform radio, and it gets too restricted for that, too, at times.
Now, KSAN breaks with its tradition of 12 years with a new format of modern country designed to complement the spirit and lifestyles of the 80s in San Francisco and the Bay Area. KSAN now introduces its new sound of the 80s on FM 95, Stereo Country. KSAN.
Welcome to KSAN Stereo Country. This is the beginning. 95. We'll have Stereo Country, the only one for the Bay Area. We just heard Judy Collins with Someday Soon, Alabama, Tennessee River, San Antonio Rose with Willie Nelson and Ray Price. Welcome to our world.
So KSAN was born in 1980 as a country station. It's been that way ever since up until this night. I think, you know, no other song could be as appropriate as this one. The dance, Garth Brooks, as you listen to it, the every word fits. Goodbye, everybody. 94.9 KSAN, KSAN, San Francisco, San Jose.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
It's been a buzz.
Looking back on the memory of the dance we shared.
San Mateo, Oakland, San Jose, KSAN, KSAN, San Francisco. How you doing? It's Javier, the X-Man.